The third stage of human development. This is the stage we are currently living in, during its final days. It began with the appearance of Adam the prophet, the first human to be entrusted with responsibility on this earth. This Adam is not the same as Adam the vicegerent, who was created nearly perfect in paradise, and to whom the angels were commanded to prostrate. Rather, this Adam represents a phase in the evolutionary progression of creation, one that had declined from the level of Adam the vicegerent and then strove to ascend back toward it. Adam the vicegerent, Adam, in his complete form, was created in paradise in the heavenly kingdom, Al-Malakut. When he succumbed to sin, he was expelled from paradise and descended to earth. Allah refers to this in his words, "So exalted is Allah, the true King." And do not hasten with the Quran before its revelation is completed to you, and say, "My Lord, increase me in knowledge." And we had already made a covenant with Adam before, but he forgot, and we found not in him steadfastness. And when we said to the angels, "Prostrate to Adam," and they prostrated, except Iblis, who refused. So we said, "O Adam, indeed this is an enemy to you and to your wife. Then let him not remove you from paradise so you would suffer. Indeed, it is promised for you not to be hungry therein or be unclothed, and indeed, you will not be thirsty therein or be overheated from the sun." Then Satan whispered to him. He said, "O Adam, shall I direct you to the tree of eternity and possession that will not deteriorate?" And they ate of it, and their private parts became apparent to them, and they began to fasten over themselves from the leaves of paradise. And Adam disobeyed his Lord and erred. Then his Lord chose him and turned to him in forgiveness and guided him. Allah said, "Descend from it, all of you, being enemies to one another. And if there should come to you guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray nor suffer. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed, his shall be a life of narrowness. And we will gather him on the day of resurrection blind." Chapter 20, verses 114 to 124. Regarding Adam's expulsion from paradise and descent to earth after being created in near perfection, Allah says, "We have certainly created man in the best of stature. Then we return him to the lowest of the low, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds, for they will have a reward uninterrupted." Chapter 95, verses 4 to 6. Adam and his wife were among those who believed and performed righteous deeds. After their transgression, they repented and expressed remorse, saying, "Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be among the losers." Chapter 7, verse 23. This was in contrast to Iblis, Satan, who had led them astray. He neither repented nor showed remorse. Instead, he requested reprieve and deferral. "Reprieve me until the day they are resurrected." Chapter 7, verse 14. When his request was granted, "Indeed, you are of those reprieved." Chapter 7, verse 15. He displayed his determination to persist in leading others astray. "Because you have put me in error, I will surely sit and wait for them on your straight path. Then I will come to them from before them and from behind them, and on their right and on their left, and you will not find most of them grateful." Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Thus, when they all were returned to the lowest of the low, Iblis remained there, while Allah saved Adam and his wife, guiding them through their faith back toward him. This is the meaning of Allah's words, "Except for those who believe and do righteous deeds, for they will have a reward uninterrupted." Chapter 95, verse 6. When Adam was returned to the lowest of the low, he was at the starting point of creation, the stage of water vapor. From there, under Allah's guidance, he began his ascent through the ranks of proximity. When he attained the station of prophethood on earth, as the first human being entrusted with responsibility, he had begun to approach, in a tangible way, the initial stages of closeness to the great vicegerency he had lost through disobedience. However, he was still far from its full attainment. With his arrival to this noble station, Adam regained mention in the heavenly kingdom, after his mention had been lost for a long time. Allah alludes to this in his words, "Has there come upon man a period of time when he was not a thing even mentioned?" Chapter 76, verse 1.